Community members, volunteers and sponsors gathered at the Bradford Legion Sunday afternoon for the inaugural Self-Love Fashion Show from the Clothesline Fashion in Bradford. 20 volunteer models, including some local celebrity, mystery models, graced the runway sporting some of the store's summer threads, from golfwear to glam dresses and beach attire. The Clothesline Thrift Shop, operated by Contact Community Services, first opened its doors in December 2021 in downtown Bradford, a project spearheaded by local realtors Rose M. Sorbera and Anastasia Orlando. The shop is run by volunteers and one full-time staff member, selling donated clothing at affordable prices, with profits going back to the community through charitable programming. "We are so much more than just a thrift store," said manager, volunteer resources, Jennifer Bawinski, noting all the services supported by those who donate and shop at the Clothesline. Bawinski started off volunteering at the store once per week and worked her way up to the management role which she took on most recently. "We cater to everybody in the community, we welcome everybody from the community, we are a fun place to shop for the thrifting experience and a helping hand to those in the community who need that extra assistance, and we all thoroughly enjoy coming into work every day knowing we made an impact on someone's life," said Bawinski. Executive Director for Contact Emily McIntosh thanked the crowd for their support over the past 6 months, noting the store just had its best sales day on record on June 9. "The people that are involved in this organization, the volunteers that we work with, the staff team, and the people that we have the privilege of serving in their greatest time of need is something truly amazing. The work that we do is actually life-changing. So thank you for being here," said McIntosh. "We've been able to impact over 100 families annually through this piece of our service delivery." Halfway through the show, McIntosh encouraged the audience to open their phones and visit the Contact Community Services website to make a donation to the organization. "I do want to reiterate that Contact Community Services changes life trajectories, but it does it because of people like you," she said, before sharing a story about Contact client Tamara, who came to Canada with her family from Iraq in October 2021. "They had nothing," said McIntosh. "They had no income, no employment, no clothing, no transportation. The family was referred to by immigration services to Contact, where they were able to help Tamara obtain a job, outfit her and her family with clothing for work, as well as find affordable housing through the organization's housing department. I am so happy and proud to say a few months ago, Tamara dropped by our office, except she was driving a car that she just bought with a job we helped her to get," said McIntosh. "This is the work of Contact Community Services, but this is only possible because of people like you, our volunteers, our donors, the community members that tell us what their needs are. Contact is currently working with 6 Ukrainian families who have fled from the war and are preparing for an influx of 15 more. And we do not have funding to get translation services," said McIntosh. "When you make a donation, this is where your money goes, this is how it is used for those things that we cannot pay for otherwise, but that truly assist us in making sure that that person and their children are set up for success." The event was made possible by dozens of local business sponsors, who donated goods and services as well as prize donations in the silent auction. The plan is to have the show run annually, with hopes to grow in size and support year after year. "We are so grateful to all of you," said McIntosh. The Clothesline is open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Tuesdays and Fridays 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and on the first and third Saturday of each month 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit the Contact Community Services website here.